In New York for WNYC News, I'm Amy Eddings. Governor Cuomo is urging state utility regulators to reject Con Edison's proposal to raise electricity rates by 8% next year. In a letter to the members of the Public Service Commission, Cuomo says Con Edison needs to be held accountable for reliability problems that were highlighted most recently by the feeder cable failure that disrupted Metro-North Railroad's New Haven line for 12 days, and most notoriously in the extensive outages during Hurricane Sandy a year ago. Con Ed spokesman Michael Clendenin says the utility needs the $450 million the rate hike would raise to prepare for such storms.
New York needs its lights on 24 hours, 7 days a week, without interruption, and that's a big, difficult job, and it is expensive. It's an expensive job.
The Public Service Commission is holding hearings Wednesday and Thursday about the proposed increases. A judge has scuttled Mayor Bloomberg's taxi of tomorrow. State Supreme Court Justice Shlomo Hagler says the city's Taxi and Limousine Commission overstepped its legal authority when it ordered fleet owners to start buying a Nissan NV200. He says only the city council has that power. The ruling comes just weeks before the new cab was to debut on city streets. The city's corporation council says it will appeal. Asthma and vision problems top the list of health issues preventing New York City students from learning in the classroom. A new survey found that 63% of school administrators said asthma was a problem because it made students tired from coughing all night or caused them to miss schools. Dr. Erwin Redlener of the Children's Health Fund says the survey's findings were surprising.
What we need to do is figure out how to make sure that these problems, once identified, don't fall through the cracks and they actually do get treatment.
The survey of New York City's 1,700 public school principals and assistant principals also cited mental health issues as a major concern. The candidates for New Jersey governor face off tonight in the first joint debate of the campaign. Republican Governor Chris Christie and Democrat Barbara Buono will take the stage at William Patterson University in Wayne. Polls have shown Christie with a strong lead in the race for his second term. The debate will be broadcast on CBS affiliates in New York. Partly cloudy, 64 degrees, WNYC, New York. It's 5:06.
Support for NPR comes from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, with a diagnostic exam and treatment plan for advanced stage patients seeking a second opinion at cancercenter.com.